Now joined by the head coach of the newly crowned Eastern Division champions of the Grand River Conference in Chet Hurley. It's clinched. It's not completed yet, the conference slate for the Milan girls. They do have a date against South Harrison over at the Den, the last ever game to be played in the Den on the girls' side, Tuesday night. We'll look at covering those on Z101.7. I'm going to check something here with you here, Coach Hurley. Are the Tuesday night games, are they scheduled for about 6:30?
I'm not sure the time. I think I'll have to get back with you on that. I was thinking 6, but... Yeah. I'll double check because it is senior night. So
yeah, I'm leaning on Misha here, and it does say 6:30 on there. And when I was talking with Andrea earlier this morning, it said 8 o'clock for them. So we'll double check on that because those are planned broadcasts, obviously. I talked to a couple of people over Milan way, Dennis Stevenson being one of them, was down in Moberly Saturday, coach, and they couldn't have enough nice things to say about your team and how you looked against Monroe City. One of the best performances you've had in a long time.
Yeah, we really played well down there, especially second and third quarters. We just really did everything well, defensively, offensively, shot the ball well, rebounded. So it was those two quarters were probably our best we played all year.
How similar was it? Obviously, I think it's probably in the same boat as the Trenton team this year that lost so much to graduation. But how similar was that Monroe City team to the one that you saw against Trenton last March?
Definitely lost a big-time player, but they were still long and very athletic. Had a big girl inside that was tough, but definitely they lost a couple of pretty good girls.
Yeah, 64-44 win. The night before, coach, you beat Harrisburg 71-58. How'd the girls play a week ago tonight?
We played the first half. Man, we played really well. Again, that was two quarters where we put together just about everything that we could do, you know, offensively, defensively, rebounded well, played good team ball. We came out a little flat the second half, and we made a run back at us, but we were able to keep them at bay. So played pretty well that game.
You have to be really pleased with, you know, before – you know, Christmas, you're looking at the Lady Cats, and obviously Katie Paul is going to be Katie Paul, and she's going to be a go-to player, but you'd win a couple, you'd lose a couple. It kind of felt like there was that level you're trying to get to that the girls were struggling to get to, and once Christmas hit, coach, and you moved through January, your team seemed like it improved as much as anybody in the area between January 1st and January 31st.
Well, we hope we did. We started doing some things that we've been working on and working on and working on. We also kind of changed our offensive philosophy a little bit from December to January. But the girls just started buying in, started working hard, getting some other kids stepping up and believing in themselves. And it takes a little load off Katie sometimes. And we need that. We need that total team play so that we can have something different, Katie, on against people.
The victory against Trenton, certainly, coach, if you look at a victory that just kind of changed the trajectory of the Milan girls and what they could be, because you lose at Trenton, you're probably looking at a 2 or 3 seed. You win at Trenton, and you're in the driver's seat to play for the GRC title, which now you've earned that right. That victory right there at 58-51 at Trenton High School, to me, that seems like it's one that really, you know, opened some eyes and probably from a confidence level, really put the girls on a different frame with the way that they kind of look at the rest of the season, did it not?
Oh, yeah, it was huge for confidence. You know, the next day, I was wondering about it. I sat there and was talking to Coach Deb. She goes, I don't even know if they understand what they did. And I said, I don't either. So we kind of talked about it in practice, and they understood, but they were just focused in. And it was a huge confidence boost, because ever since then, we have just been coming out expecting to win and expecting to play hard and getting after people. So it's been a big win for us. You know, we've won 5 in a row now, I think, and it's been a turning point, really, in our season.
Well, yeah, and it's crazy to me, too, because, you know, it's the same thing in softball, obviously, but if you win those conference games, you get a game up on who you beat, but you also get the head-to-head advantage. So once that happens, that's like a 2-3 game switch, depending on if you win or lose that game at Trenton. So once you explain that to the girls, and they're like, yeah, that was a big win.
Yeah, I told them, I said, you know, you realize that kind of puts us 2 games up here, and and puts us in the driver's seat now. But we still want to make sure we take one game at a time, and we definitely want to win, try to win every game. So, you know, the next thing we want to do is try to match Trenton's 27 or 24 game win streak in a conference, and so that's our next goal. So that's what we're going to try after.
Well, there you go. Gallatin on Monday, or Gallatin on Tuesday, rather, and then Princeton last night. Obviously, Zara see the game against Princeton, but over those two conference games, Coach, you won both pretty handily. Were you overall pleased with the way that the girls performed over the last 72 hours?
Very pleased. Very pleased. We got some other kids really, really stepping up and doing some really good things. And Katie's been seeing some stuff that's different that we hadn't seen this year, and that's been good for our team. But it's made us other kids step up and play, and I'm super proud of them for doing that.
How excited are the girls knowing that they get a chance to play for a conference championship here in 8 nights?
Well, they're beyond excited for sure. Our school's beyond excited. Our community is. You know, that we know of is the first time in the history of girls basketball here at Milan that a conference championship, at least on the east side, has ever been made. So they didn't win one when they were in the Tri-Rivers, and so this is the first one, and that opportunity really excites them.
Do you know, I saw a note on Twitter earlier today. I don't have it in front of me, but I think as far as possibilities for next Saturday, Stanbury's maybe a possibility. That's where I'm headed tonight for the Trenton Stanbury game, so I'll get a look at them. But I think it's down to two teams that you might play for that championship game next Saturday.
Yeah, we're looking at either Worth County or Stanbury, it looks like. Worth County has to play Pattonsburg or somebody next week. If they win that, then we play Worth County. If they lose that, we play Stanbury. So I'm going to go down and watch Worth County tonight at Princeton, so I'll get a little heads up on them, and then I'll probably just have to try to find some film on Stanbury if they end up winning it. So either one of them teams, great traditions. In the girls' basketball, so we got to be ready to play them.
There's going to be a big old line of folks next Saturday night that are going to be heading back from King City to Milan. That's not the shortest drive in the world, but I know the Wildcat fans with both teams in the championship, they're going to pack that gym over there.
Yeah, I actually mentioned that to our principal. I said, you got to better mention to them to get there early because there may not be any seating. They follow us well. We're super proud of them, but come and support us and come and support our boys. And it's been fun. It's been a real fun experience for them. And we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah, boys are going to be played down in Springfield tomorrow. I'm sure a lot of the girls will make that trip down there to support the boys as they take on Greenwood. South Harrison at Milan on Tuesday on Z101.7 Milan, then at Linn County next Thursday, and then the big one for the GRC Championship next Saturday night over at King City High School. Coach Hurley, congrats on the win last night, and good luck with the games coming up.
Hey, thanks so much, Sean.